Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Prior to our first reading, David had said to the prophet Nathan, he said, "It's not right that I should live in a palace of cedar." And he had a fine royal palace in Jerusalem. And the Ark of God be in a tent. He had brought it up to Jerusalem, but it was still in the tent of meeting, the tabernacle. He says, "So I'm going to make sure that God has a house at least as good as mine." And Nathan said to him, "The Lord is with you," because the Lord was with David. The Lord was pleased with David, had granted him success in his endeavors, had protected him from his enemies. And even when David sinned, David, as soon as he was confronted with his sin, he would repent and do penance. And so Nathan said, "Go ahead." And then God said to Nathan, "Wait a minute. I got a different thing in my plan in mind. It won't be David who builds my house. It will be his son Solomon. But you think you're going to build me a house? Say this to David. You think you're going to build me a house? I'll build you a house." And he foretells how David's house, his royal dynasty, will have God's favor. And even if they should do something wrong, even if they should sin, God will chastise them, but he won't deprive them of the kingdom. They will, you know, a king will always be of the Davidic house. And our Jewish cousins in the faith still believe this. They believe that the Messiah, when he comes, will be of the house of David. You know, a true king of Israel has to be of the Davidic house. They just don't realize that he's already come in the person of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so this house for God, a dwelling place for God among his people, so that the people will always have the presence of God with them. God is going to build this house, and it won't just be a temple. It won't just be a Davidic dynasty. Rather, it will be Emmanuel, God upon earth, in the person of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So this prophecy is ultimately fulfilled in the incarnation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the house which is being spoken of is the body of the Lord, the church here on earth, and also, you know, the very human nature of God. And so God fulfills his promises, but in ways that we can only imagine. You know, you have your greatest imagination and then supercharge it 10, 100, 1,000, a millionfold, and then you know what God will do for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.